Last time on the usual time.
Yeah, so you drop your wall of fire. You see that this room is now emptied of fog. It's just littered with corpses. You don't see Amalexia where she was when you last saw her. Well, I hope you guys like lizard folk. Droop hits the floor, unconscious.
That makes sense.
Droop makes his last save.
Come on, death.
And dies.
Yes! Did you see that, Droop? I got them both!
No,
for
no
you,
response.
Buddy.
No response from Droop. Grar, Thalia looks at you, and you're between her and Droop, and she says, "Move, please!"
Or do, like, that awkward thing where you kind of make a C shape with your body to let someone get through.
Yeah,
like,
you squish yourself against the wall, because otherwise you'd be stepping onto a bonfire.
Right.
From the crotch or the ass?
Or you'd crush his corpse, and she rushes over to him and says, "My God, he's not breathing!"
Well, that's what happens when you go down.
She says, I haven't done this before, but let's see if it works. She begins uttering an incantation and puts her palm to his forehead, and using the third level spell Revivify,
boo,
she brings him back to life.
I'm like pulling a potion out. Just give him this. He'll be fine.
He was dead, Shadow.
What?
He was beyond the point that potion could work.
I've been able
to stabilize him.
Dropped a solid 300 gold worth of diamonds on Droop.
It's like an inside man in the safety deposit box. It's just bags on bags on bags of diamonds.
Dude, she was traveling with Naveen. No shit that she has an entire pack full of diamonds. She's got to revive him every other fight.
True. Yeah, right? He was fucking useless when he was around.
Like, she's carrying this pack that looks heavier than you think it should. And you never really knew why until now.
Yeah. Shadow sees her pull a whole... hump, like, lump full of diamonds, like a just a fucking sack full, and they just disappear, and he's like, "What the fuck?"
New obsession. Here we go. Yeah. Fuck you, Melanjack.
So,
I want Thalia's merch.
We'll reflavor that. She reaches into her pack and grabs a fistful of diamonds and rubs her hands together with them, and they begin to glow. And
diamond.
She pushes her hands to Droop's chest like she's using a defibrillator.
Yeah.
And
diamonds
says,
him alive.
There and
she whispers,
shoot into his chest, and he comes back to life.
She whispers, "Shine bright like a diamond."
Oh my god!
No, she doesn't.
So, so he's back. He was dead for real.
He's not conscious, but he is stabilized. He was dead, Shadow.
Whoa,
dead, dead.
It's only the second time that's happened to somebody in our group.
That's not true.
Who else died?
You did.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Oh, I guess our group doesn't count Hoyt anymore.
Didn't we?
Oh yeah, I forgot about it.
The ship's captain was also killed recently.
He's not in our group, and they tried to pin that on me.
What do you mean he's not in our group?
Like the core team. You know, the team. You gotta put the team. He's part of the...
He was our ally, right?
He's the help.
Help.
That's not... You know, he just steers the boat.
Shadow, the more I travel with you, the more I wonder...
What?
The more I wonder about you.
Well, you know, I'm a man of mystery. What are you gonna do? The important thing
right.
is you healed Droop, because you're part of the group and you're good. You're help.
Well, the important thing now is... I think he needs to rest.
We can't just stop here.
She just holds her hands out, pointing at him, staring at you expectantly.
Shadow's just sitting there like, just use one of those diamonds! I'm sure that they can make him feel better!
Is this enough? Here, hold on. I got this. One healing potion. Try that. Is that enough?
What your life is worth.
She, like, has her hand on her forehead and just reaches up while she's looking down, waiting for you to put it in her hand.
I do. with a smile.
She sighs.
I add 10 good berries.
She sighs and lifts his head up a little bit, puts it in his mouth, makes him drink it.
Good berries, sputters, good berries, and the potion. Make a little
sputters back to life.
Tasty drink out of this.
Full entree, man.
What happened?
You gotta be more careful, man.
You almost died.
You did die.
Well, you did die. I saved you.
You did?
Yes.
Thank you.
Give her a hug.
And this is where the alliances shift. It's no longer Almalexi. Yeah. Droop stays.
He's got a new mom.
The whole time.
And you were giving him good berries as well.
10 good berries.
Okay.
Plus 10.
He grabs them and munches down on them. Do you think you can go on, little guy? I can heal you a little bit more if you need.
Yes.
He looks down and looks up at her and says,
I feel like crap.
I have lost a lot of blood.
She uses Cure Wounds on him again. It's the last of her first level spells.
Oh, honey, we're way beyond that. We're not measuring the first levels anymore.
She is praying for a rest.
And she's with the wrong two people.
And I will not give it to her.
Same. Any chance of finding Almalexia is literally disappearing.
It's okay if they take me to one location, but the chances of me getting found if they take me to a second location? Near.
Yeah, I mean,
what are the odds?
Yeah, you know, depending on the time.
You're telling me there's a chance.
She may be in one place or several.
Okay. Droop's back on his feet.
All right.
He still looks like crap, but he's ready to move forward if that's the plan.
I go up to him. I'm like, hey, next time I kick open a door, you can hang back. It's okay. Be strategic with your axe. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Maybe next time don't just fling the door open.
Well, I can't blow it up if it's not open. I gotta see what's in there first.
Well, you're yelling at me about being strategic, can listen at the door first.
I don't want to. What's the point? It's all dinosaurs.
You're wasting time.
What? Oh, fine.
I'm gonna kneel down next to Droop and I give him 2 javelins.
They're so huge.
They look like spears in his hand. He says.
What am I supposed to throw these?
All we can ask is that you do your best.
Okay.
And then,
have you ever heard of email?
I keep going.
Okay.
Called the electronic letter.
Where are you going?
So there's the double doors, but there's a hall.
Yep. So you're in the hall now, in the double doorway. You had seen another door at the end of the room.
Did the hall go further?
Yes, it goes north about another 20 feet and then it turns right.
I'm gonna go that way.
Rounding the corner, you find another hall that stretches about the same distance as the one you were just in, this one going east-west. You're on the west end for reference. In the middle of the hall, there's another set of double doors going to the north. And then at the end of the hall, you can see it cuts to the right.
Like a circle?
Exactly. Okay.
All right.
The whole thing's been mirrored so far.
Yeah,
so.
I'm gonna make a dash because I think it's just going to bring me out eventually in the room that we started in.
Okay.
And I just want to follow the hallway until I get to back to that room, or I don't.
Down this hall, look to the right. You can see that it ends in a wall at the end of the hallway. You're staring down what looks like an identical hallway to the one you were just on, mirrored. There's a door on your left-hand side about halfway and at the end of the hall on the right-hand side.
Okay, I go to the end of the hall to the right-hand side.
You open it, and it is the room you came up the stairs in.
All right, bitchin. I'm like, I report this to Droop. Or not to Droop. God, no. To Grar. I'm like, all right, this is... So it was a circle.
I had stopped at the double doors.
It's a circle.
While he dashed all the way.
Okay, the first set?
Yeah, just gonna give a listen.
Okay. Perception?
Natural one.
Okay, you hear no noise on the other side of the door.
Exactly, there's no one there.
I rush back to Droop and Grar and Thalia.
Yep.
And
they're standing outside this other set of double doors.
It's a circle!
Then there's no reason to go that way.
Yeah, no, good point. Did you listen at the door like Droop said?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, let's go.
Perhaps we should all prepare for what could be on the other side.
And I kind of just look at each person and wait for some sort of acknowledgement.
Yeah. Droop's got his axe at the ready. Thalia has her hand on her mace.
Hey, swing the door open.
You push these doors open. You're in another well-lit room. Directly in front of you is a stairway leading up. To your right is another door closed. This room is about 20 feet wide by... Sorry, 40 feet wide by 20 feet deep.
Move to the door.
Okay. You throw it open. Well, do you throw it open?
No, I'll listen first.
Okay. Okay. Perception.
Not a natural one, but still only 13.
Okay. You give it a good 5 or 10 seconds and hear nothing coming from the other side.
Establish eye contact with everyone again when I get the necessary checks. Throw the door open.
Okay. This room is dark when you enter it. The light coming in from the other room, you can see the walls are lined with shelves. And there is a larger room within this room.
A room within thing. The
room. Too low.
So it's basically just this protrusion coming out from one wall. And it's a walled off area within this smaller room. The room you're standing in is 25 by 20. If you make your way over to the shelves on the wall, you'll see that it's various bottles of alcohol and other drinks.
This is kitchen. Stairs?
Agreed.
Stairs?
And we head back for the stairs, yeah.
Okay.
Pass without trace. Casting it.
Alright.
Oh, plus 10 to all stealth checks.
All right. Okay. You guys find yourself at the top of this next set of stairs. You find yourself in a room much like the one that you got to the top of the stairs at in the last level. It's just kind of a square, this one's a little more rectangular room, with a door on either side and broken down statues and frescoes and murals lining the walls.
Are there still bodies up this far?
Yep. Pretty much everywhere you've gone, there's been signs of fighting. There's a door to your east and west on either end of the room.
Why can't they just leave it open so we can find them? God.
I make for the door on the right.
Cowards.
Whatever is my right.
Okay. You break off and head to the door on the right.
Listening.
Are you listening?
Yep.
Perception?
12.
You hear no noise on the other side.
I look back to see if I was followed. By the group.
Clarify. They're kind of just standing. Well, the two, Thalia and Droop are just kind of standing, watching you expectantly. They're not too far off.
Shadow, check that door.
I check the door, being really obvious to Droop that I'm listening. With a perception check of a natural 20.
Full hand to the ear?
Yes, and I stare at Droop while
really
I'm doing
comedically?
It. Yes.
Uh-huh. You can hear movement. You don't hear anything specific, kind of just like sounds in the distance. It's not really clear.
I make wild pointing motions that there's something over here, and then I carefully, quietly, stealthily open the door to peek in.
Peeking through, you see another hall. There is a door directly across the hall from you, and otherwise you can see that it goes down a little ways to the south and then turns left.
All the way open?
Yep. With your 20, you'd recognize that the noise seems to be coming through the door directly in front of you, though it doesn't sound like it's anywhere close to the door. It just sounds like noise.
Let's go! Let's go.
I follow.
They're in there.
Okay.
Sneak the door open.
You throw this door open
carefully. Like I'm gonna peek in.
You peek this door open and you see another staircase in front of you.
Fucking staircases. I shrug, confused Travolta to the group. So up again, I guess.
I just gesture to move.
All right.
To get going.
Up the stairs we go.
Okay.
Be stealth.
Coming up the stairs, you find yourselves in a much wider, taller space. You run up these steps and find yourself in a much more open space. You're in a 40-foot wide hall that runs north-south. To the right-hand side on this wall, you see a wide opening, 20 feet wide, that goes to the west. And beyond that, this hall just runs the length of this floor down 80 feet till it turns to the left, and you can't see anything else. You don't see anybody, but the noise that you were hearing now seems more clearly to have been coming from the opening to the right.
Okay, go to the opening, but stealthily.
You look through around the corner into this next section of hall, and you can see that it appears to lead outside. From outside, you can hear the sounds of battle, but you can also see that it opens up into just an open space. It appears to be, from what you can see, just grass until you can't really make out that it's a wall, but there's just something solid about 100 yards in the distance.
Are we outside, Grar? We're outside. What the hell?
Well, you're inside, but looking outside.
In the outside. Or out in the inside. This is outside. That's outside. That's like surface level. How do we get back outside?
That's not my current concern.
Well, okay. All right, fine. Though there's people out there. Do you hear the battling?
I move forward cautiously. I want to see.
Yeah, it'd be pretty apparent by now. You can hear yelling and occasional explosions. You can hear the crack of thunder and flashes of lightning.
Maybe Almalexia's fighting. Last stand, huh?
Almalexia's out there.
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to go get her.
No, what did I just... We just told you to take it easy.
But Almalexia's in trouble.
Well, we don't know if she's out there. You at least stay with the group, man. Jesus. I don't have enough diamonds to bring you back.
Diamonds? What's diamonds?
It's magic rocks. Don't worry about it.
What do we do?
What do I see?
Unless you creep forward, you don't see anything beyond what I had explained to him. Okay. So you move forward until you can get a better view. You see that it is night still outside. The sky is dark except for the occasional thunder and lightning. When the lightning flashes, you can see that you look to be staring out into a courtyard of sorts surrounding whatever building you're in. And encircling it, there is a stone wall that is 100 feet high.
Do I see, if I go up with him, do I see anything more with my dark vision?
You can see things flying in the air, beasts.
Right. So does it just high look up, like a battle not, scene?
You don't actually see any fighting directly in front of you, but you can hear fighting.
They're fighting just up there, man.
Sounds like it's coming from around everywhere at this point.
And it's raining outside?
Yep, it's storming out.
Do I see anything in the immediate vicinity of the opening that makes me think that someone came through here?
Survival check.
Oh, shit. 23.
Oh, shit.
You do see two distinct sets of footprints leading outside.
There are tracks, but I can't say for sure it's them. It's the only lead we have.
Yeah, let's go.
I take off in that direction.
So you guys go rushing out of this opening and... can now kind of make out the stone building you've been in is another pyramid. This one just looming high in the sky above you as you exit on the ground floor. It's still nighttime out. Well, early-ish morning, but dark. And above you, you can see that the sky is still flashing with lightning. And when it flashes, it reveals the shapes of flying beasts above the palace. Occasionally, a flash of lightning will bolt straight towards the palace grounds, and it appears to be stopped by some sort of ethereal dome above the palace itself. The air inside the dome is less turbulent than what it was outside the last time you guys were outside, though the rain is still pouring through from above. So you followed footsteps out. You see that they leave palace proper onto the grounds, but you'll have to make another survival check to continue following them from there. Everything's mud and been trampled out here. The area around you is what looks to be former gardens and pathways and fountains here and there throughout the gardens. Most of it is lying in ruins. Some of it looks to have been on fire, though the rain has put most of that out. Okay. Anybody can see, maybe not with full detail unless you have dark vision.
Okay, you said you wanted another survival for tracking?
Yep, so you get outside and the tracks become more washed out. Everything's kind of just mud with all the trampling here. If you're going to try and pick out more tracks, I'll need that. I will note that anybody without, or anybody with dark vision will see that there are groups of what appear to be lizard folk and Deinonychus roaming the grounds. So you might want to take that into consideration as well.
I'll keep my eye on them. Since I have the dark vision.
3 and proficiency 7. 22.
Okay. So you're able to, amongst the many tracks, pick out the two that you followed out here and see that they lead away to the north. Not that you can really see it from where you're at, but for your mental reference, you're exiting on the west side. And the palace grounds are surrounded by a large wall that is several hundred yards from your current location. It appears to run in a circle around the palace. I'll need a stealth check from everybody if you intend to go stealthily. Droop's good. Thalia's good.
9 plus 4, 13 plus 10, 23.
You're good.
31.
And you're good. All right. Yeah, you're all good. As you slowly follow the tracks and are all kind of crouching down through hedgerows and behind trees, making your way northwards, eventually you can see in the distance about 200 yards or so, there are a grouping of 3 buildings huddled against the wall on the north side of the palace grounds. There are lights coming from them, and humanoids moving about outside them. It appears that the tracks lead in that direction.
Well done.
Good job. I'm just going to say we just keep stealthing up. Mm-hmm. Screw with that. If there's any cover that we can move from left and right and whatever, but...
Eventually a clear path to the buildings does reveal itself, and on either side is a hedgerow, so you could creep up on either side of the path.
Yeah.
You're able to get within about 100, 150 or so feet when you are able to finally get a slightly better view. You do see that these 3 buildings, each one appears to have just one opening in the front that opens into a little circular yard in front of each of them with a fountain in the middle. There are 2 lizard folk posted at the building to the left and the right door, and the middle building has an open door with no guard posted at it. The door isn't at ground level. It's kind of like there's a small step leading up to a little deck platform in front of the door.
Keep going with stealth.
Well, I mean, eventually you're going to be at the end of this hedgerow. So when you get to that point, what's your plan? Are you walking straight out? Because the guards at the left building and right building will be kind of just standing, watching out into this.
How far away are we at that point?
At that point, you'd be about 80 feet from the closest guard. You stop and watch them and see that they haven't moved after a minute or two. Appears they're just kind of holding position there.
Hey, Grar, can you run? Can you run fast?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I have an idea. What if I fly to one side and get their attention, and then you attack when they're looking the other way? So I can fly and get away from them, sort of, and then you guys can get them from behind or something.
I look at Droop and Thalia.
I don't know that they're ready for this.
All right.
Good question. She hears you say that, and she says, I can manage as long as the little one's all right.
Well, it's for Amalexia, so I'll tough it out.
Gross. Very well, Shadow. We will do your plan.
All right. I will, in effect, use a dash to take a running start and fly to the side of the right-hand building and attempt to get close enough to get everybody's all their attention.
Okay, so you're like, hey, look at me kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe not obvious about my deception, but I'm trying to make it clear I'm trying to get to a place and like looking back at them, knowing I know that they're there.
You want it to seem like you got caught sneaking in kind of thing.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck, let me get out of here, but also fly right in front of you people.
You're not being stealthy, so they will see you. I guess we'll need an initiative right away.
5.
Okay.
19.
19 and 19 AC as well, yeah.
Yep.
Minus 17. Yep.
So you fly up over to this building on the right and get their attention. They immediately start shouting and rushing towards you. Rar, you're up first. So you see Shadow rush in, do his plan. He definitely has everybody's attention. Nobody has had a chance to move yet. How do you proceed?
I'm going to use my ready action to move with Thalia and Droop so that they can keep the advantage as a pass without trace.
So everybody's attention is drawn across the yard, away from you guys currently. Your ready action will take effect if they decide to move, yeah?
Yes, and
are you prioritizing one over the other if they don't move together?
I will prioritize Droop over Thalia, because I've seen Thalia do more at range.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, I'll cast Shillelagh on one of my sets of claws.
Okay, cool. And if that's all for you, the lizard folk are up next. Grar, Thalia, Droop, from your vantage, you can see that one of the lizard folk on the left building turns around and starts slamming on the door. In Draconic, Grar, you can hear one of them shouting, "We're under attack!" The both of them then run towards Shadow's location and make it halfway across the yard or take. They then head in your direction. Okay. Both of them will get as close as they can, which is still decent ways. You and attempt to throw a javelin.
Bring it.
First one misses completely. The second one hits.
Shield.
Which brings you to what?
22.
Able to activate your shield in time, and it glances off your armor and falls harmlessly to the ground. That is the end of the ones you can see's turn. Another one will throw open the door to each of those buildings. Step out. Not be able to really do anything. Hoyt! Your guard suddenly rushes out of the building.
The only one?
There was one. You are in a room with several other people, Natalia being one, one other pirate, and what looked to be City Watch.
I rolled initiative for Hoyt.
Okay.
It's 22.
Okay.
So I'll just put him in when we cycle around the round again.
You are weaponless, armorless, as are your companions that are locked in this room.
Okay.
So yeah, keep that in mind. We'll circle back to you after the lizard folk turn, since your roll was so high. Okay, so those two rush out to the courtyard. From the middle building, you see stepping out two somewhat familiar to some of you lizard folk shaman that are still fairly worse for wear from what they look like. Behind them, in the door, stands a tall, imposing, blue-skinned dragonborn.
Oh shit! A new player has entered!
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast. This campaign was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Tyler Kuhn, Andrew Klon, and Casey Trickle. Songs in this episode include Netherland by Poddington Bear and Call to the Wave by Arcane Anthems. The action continues next time on The Usual Time.